This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia accused the West of whipping up tensions over Ukraine and said the U.S. had brought pure Nazis to power in Kiev as the U.N. Security Council held a stormy debate on Moscow's troop buildup near its southern neighbor. The U.S. ambassador, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, shot back that Russia's growing military force of more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's border was the largest mobilization in Europe in decades. AP diplomatic writer Matthew Lee reports it's status quo between the U.S. and Russia over Ukraine.
We're pretty much in the same place that we were last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. The intensity of the rhetoric is being dialed up on all sides, but you know, nothing has really changed in terms of their positions.
The UN meeting was the first open session where all protagonists in the crisis spoke publicly, but the UN's most powerful body took no action. Hours later, the Russian government sent a written reply to a U.S. proposal aimed at de-escalating the crisis. A State Department official declined to offer details of that response. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the threat to the West from the Chinese government is more brazen and damaging than ever before. In a speech Monday night at the Reagan Presidential Library in the U.S. state of California, Wray accused Beijing of stealing American ideas and innovation and launching massive hacking operations. The speech amounted to a stinging rebuke of the Chinese government just days before Beijing is set to occupy the global stage by hosting the Winter Olympics. It made clear that even as American foreign policy remains consumed by Russia-Ukraine tensions, the U.S. continues to regard China as its biggest threat. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has sent letters to seven governors in the U.S. reaffirming the need for members of their state's Army and Air National Guards to get the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine or lose their guard status. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Secretary Austin tells the governors that the virus takes service members out of the fight and jeopardizes mission capability. Copies of the letters were obtained by the Associated Press. Nearly 600 Marines, airmen, and sailors have been thrown out of the military or dismissed from boot camp as of last week. The letters were sent to state leaders in Alaska, Texas, Wyoming, Mississippi, Iowa, and Nebraska, all of which have Republican governors. Alaska and Texas are suing. A federal judge has rejected Oklahoma's challenge. Thousands of service members are seeking exemptions or refusing the shots, but overall, at least 97% in each service has received at least one shot as of last week. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. health regulators have given full approval to the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine after reviewing additional data on its safety and effectiveness. The decision Monday by the Food and Drug Administration comes after many tens of millions of Americans have already received the shot under its original emergency authorization. Full approval means FDA has completed the same rigorous, time-consuming review for Moderna's shot as dozens of other long-established vaccines. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine received full approval last summer. Public health advocates initially hoped the distinction would boost public confidence in the shots, but there was no discernible bump in vaccinations after the Pfizer decisions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has apologized for lockdown flouting parties at 10 Downing Street, but Johnson insisted that he and his government can be trusted. He told lawmakers in the House of Commons on Monday that he would make changes to the way the government is run in the wake of the Partygate scandal. He said that I get it and I will fix it. He spoke after senior civil servant Sue Gray found that gatherings by the prime minister and his staff represent a serious failure to observe the standards expected of government. Gray published findings on four gatherings in 2020 and 2021, and police are investigating a further dozen events. A U.S. federal judge has rejected a plea agreement that would have averted a hate crimes trial for the man convicted of the murder and shooting of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. Arbery's parents had denounced the proposed deal for Travis McMichael, and the judge proceeded with plans to summon potential jurors sometime next week. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.